Good morning and welcome to our second podcast at Nutfield Church Primary School. This podcast will be about equality, diversity and inclusion, and it links up particularly well with our welcome project which we are advocating at the school at the minute. The first question we're going to be discussing is, what does diversity, equality and inclusion mean to you?
Greetings, I'm Milo. In my opinion, I think inclusion is where you make sure other people are included. It doesn't matter what background they're from or what skin colour they are, just let them play. It's the opposite of excluded. You have to make them feel welcomed and comforted in their surroundings.
Hi, I'm Cassie, and I think equality is when an individual or anyone feels as though they're not treated differently and they can feel them being themselves around everyone else.
Hi, I'm Orla, and I think diversity is when you have to include and understand that everybody is equal and that they should be treated the exact same no matter what background they're from or religion or country they're from, and that they should all be treated equally.
Those are very good answers, well done. And I think possibly even though those terms are different, they are quite similar too. Let's move on to the next question. Do you think that we are all equal? And if not, why?
Hi, I'm Poppy. Yes, I think we're all different. I think we're all equal because we are all different and we like it that way.
Right, which is wonderful because our school motto is actually, we are all different and we like it that way. Does anyone else have anything else to add? Orla?
I think that in our school that we are all equal, but elsewhere around different places in the world, even just like outside the school, we should all be equal, but we're not. And I don't think that that's fair on people who aren't being treated equally.
Good answer. How do we demonstrate inclusion at our school?
Hi, I'm Felix. We demonstrate it because we have a friendship bench. The good thing about it is I don't normally see it being used because everyone else is always including other people.
Good answer. And that's very true too. Anyone else have anything else that they'd like to add about how we demonstrate inclusion at school? Milo?
I always see people, even from different years, including other people in games. A lot of the year fours, sometimes go with the year sixes. Especially when, as we have some new Ukrainians, some of the year sixes, including me, have been playing games with them and making them feel welcomed.
Excellent answer. Cassie?
I think that's one of the great things. Like, even if it's not the people in your class or you might not particularly know them well, they'll still manage to find a way to include you and, like, you can play their game still.
I agree. And it seems to be working really well at our school. The next question is, how should we approach understanding people from different backgrounds? Milo, you mentioned about the new children that we have at our school. How do you think we should approach understanding people from different backgrounds?
If they're doing something a lot differently to you, then don't say, oh, that's weird how you're doing it. Just say, like, we'll just try and go along with it and, you know, like, play with them. If they're not playing the same games, it's good because you get to learn new games.
I think we should talk to them and help them, like, be included in our school.
What about if they speak different languages?
I feel like even if they don't speak a different language or they do speak a different language, they are still the same, they're still human, so we should still treat them the same, but maybe try that extra bit harder to make them feel welcome within the...
Good answer, yes.
I think we should try, like, really hard to accept them because they might not know, like, if they're doing something wrong or right, but you've got to, like, learn from them and then they'll learn from you.
Yes, I agree. Well done. Good answers there. How would you advocate for diversity with someone who doesn't understand its importance?
I would show them that that they should include everybody no matter what, and I would show them that, look, we are all humans and we all have feelings and we all need to be treated the same.
I agree. Anyone want to add to that? Cassie?
I feel as though you could explain that, like, even though we are all different, we should all be treated the same. Like, everybody has a difference, but we all have a reason to be treated the same.
Right, good. This is quite a relevant question. How would you handle a situation where a fellow pupil or a family member was being culturally insensitive, sexist, racist, or homophobic? Felix?
I would tell a teacher or a parent or guardian.
So you would tell an adult?
Yes.
Yes. Poppy?
I would step in and say stop, because what they are doing is not right.
Good. Yes, I agree.
I haven't personally been in a situation like this, but if it were to happen, I'd try to show that you shouldn't be doing this because you might not know what they're going through or how they feel.
Yes, good. Myla?
If someone was being mean to you in that way, you can't just be mean to them back, as you just have to tell someone that you trust and not shout at them, because it can, they might be unknowing of what they're saying,
exactly,
saying to you. They might.
True. Can any of you tell us about a time when you or someone you know had met with any form of discrimination? Have any of you experienced that? Marlo?
I had a friend who were in my old school, and he had a different skin colour to all of us. He was black, and I remember we were a bit younger, I was in year one or two, people didn't know, really, just young. Someone was being rude to him. I don't know if he was in the school or not, off the top of my head. I just remember people being mean to him because of his skin colour.
Did you ever say anything or do anything?
It's a long time ago. I can't exactly remember, but I don't think I really understood that racism was a really mean thing back then. I didn't really understand because I was young and, yeah.
Yes. Orla?
Well, I've never experienced it personally, or I've never known anyone to experience it, but I know that it happens every day around the world, or even just online or anywhere, and I think that it is unacceptable, whatever happened to happen.
Yes, good answer. Poppy?
I remember in preschool, my best friend, she was a different race, and there were these two older girls that were white, and they told her that she had to leave, and I went in and said stop.
Good for you. Felix?
I haven't experienced it that many times before. I probably have seen something about it, probably, or something. But I really don't think it's right if people do that, because it's very rude and sometimes it's self-centered.
Yes.
It's like, you can say, oh, I don't want you here because you're blah, blah, blah.
Yes, right. Cassie?
I don't really know anyone that it's happened to, but I know that especially celebrities or something who are really open on social media and stuff, because they're so open and everyone can see their life and stuff, they have really easy access to insult them and stuff, so I don't know how well they're being hurt.
Right. Next question. How do you think that situation would make you feel if you were on the receiving end of such discriminative behaviour?
I think that it would make me feel really bad about myself, and it would make me confused as to why I would be getting discriminated, because I'd feel like I was just somebody else until
right. Good answer.
Until then,
yes,
somebody says to me, and then I say, hold on, wait a minute.
Poppy, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that a friend of yours in preschool was being discriminated against. Did she ever mention to you how she was feeling? Did she ever voice her?
She said that she felt sad and that she didn't think that something like that would happen to her. She always thought that being black was normal, maybe.
Yes, possibly. And I'm sure it must have been really hurtful. And that's why she obviously said that to you. Milo?
In my opinion, if anyone was ever being mean to me in a sexist or racist way, then I wouldn't really take much notice of it. I wouldn't really care because obviously what they're saying is untrue. And I think it's just a bit ridiculous how they're making fun of someone just because they have a couple more, like, you know, just a bit more darker skin colour.
Yes, exactly.
And I also think that it, even if you come out of the end and after you've been discriminated and you think, but that was what I thought was normal, and it is normal, you know, everything's normal, no one's normal in a way, everybody's different and everybody's got something about them.
Right,
that doesn't
I agree
make
with that.
Them just normal.
Yes, well
done. Shouldn't be a normal for anybody.
Right. Felix?
So basically there is no normal, because normal wouldn't exactly be a thing because we're all different, but we all have the same rights.
Yes, well done. Good answer there.
If I were being discriminated, I'd wonder, well, why are you doing this to me? Everyone's different. Like, it, tagging on to Felix, there is no normal. It's like, what are you saying is different?
Yes, good answers there. Some really thoughtful answers there. Well done. And finally, our last question is, what can we do to make inequality a thing of the past? You are the future leaders of our country. So, you know, we need to have forward thinkers and people who would consider this. Yes, Felix.
We should probably stop being mean to each other for no reason and just because it's our backgrounds. Because backgrounds don't matter, because most of the time we're moving on to the future, we're not checking back and seeing our culture, because it doesn't normally
right. Yes.
change anything.
Milo?
Lots of people make GoFundMe things to raise money for, like, to stop being, you know, inequality, and some famous people maybe could try to get make a GoFundMe to help trying to stop being
any kind
mean.
Of discrimination
and,
or
yeah, and that money could go to also homeless people and people with sicknesses in different countries where you have to pay to go to hospital.
Good. Yes. Orla?
I feel like we should maybe look at the bigger picture and realise that we do need to work together to sort the problems out in the world, and if we slowly pick apart people one by one, we're never going to get there. So I feel like we just need to look at the bigger picture and not look back at the past and try work on what's happened in the future.
Well done. Some really thoughtful and impressive thinking and answers to the questions today. So well done. Anybody else have any thoughts or anything they'd like to add before we close? Cassie?
I just think overall equality, diversity and inclusion is just something that needs to be spread across the world, because if everybody is included and feels welcome, then that can bring like a whole new picture to everybody.
I agree. That's wonderful. Well done. Felix?
And it can make people's worlds so much more fun and enjoyable if we all just like work together instead of singling people out for no actual physical reason.
Good. Yes. Milo?
Kind of adding on to what Cassie said. Yeah, we have to spread it around the world, because if we do, the world might not be as miserable as it is, because you always hear about people just being sad and everything, and a lot of that is caused by all of this that we just said, inequality, and so we all have to, we can make the world so much a better place if we just don't do like just ridiculous mean things to other people.
Great, well done. Orla?
And I think that if we are all have that behaviour that we want to keep everybody included, it will make people that are not necessarily living the easiest life out there realise that they're worth something and that the world does want them, and you know, it just, instead of singling one person out, how about we try and make everybody
exactly.
happier, because it shouldn't make it doesn't make any benefit to anyone being into anyone.
I agree. Thank you, guys. That was really, really enlightening and thoughtful. Thank you.